The U.S. Supreme Court is requesting supplemental briefs on the Kensington mine case. The High Court yesterday asked attorneys for mine owner Core Alaska and conservation groups to answer two additional questions on the tailings discharge into Lower Slate Lake. The state of Alaska joined with Core in the case. The Supreme Court is deciding whether the Kensington's plan to store mine waste in the freshwater lake is legal under the Clean Water Act. The case was argued in January on appeal from the Ninth Circuit Court, which has ruled the mine's tailing permit is illegal. The court is asking both sides what they believe the correct judicial remedy would be in the future Clean Water Act cases if Kensington's tailings discharge is determined to violate the act. The second question regards the permitting process if the discharge satisfies the definition of fill material under the act. The briefs must be filed by May 15th. Responses are due by the 22nd. Core spokesman Tony Ebersole says the company would respond to the briefs by the deadline. He had no other comments. Earth Justice Attorney Tom Waldo argued the case before the Supreme Court for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council and other environmental groups. He says he's encouraged the court is seeking new information.
The questions that the court asks suggest that they do not accept this simplistic approach and are probing what effect the effluent limitations from EPA have on the judicial remedy in the case and on what the right permitting process is.
Waldo says the fact the court is probing the question so carefully shows the case is important nationwide.
It's not just a case about one small lake in Alaska. It's a case about lakes and rivers and streams all over the country. We're glad that the Supreme Court is taking such a hard look at these questions.
Waldo says the court's decision probably won't come until June. The Kensington gold mine is about 45 miles north of Juneau. A legal tailings facility is the last major hurdle to mine operations.